So today we are going to talk about a legendary birthday.
Yes.
Because today would have been Judy Garland's 100th birthday.
Oh, the big 100.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So she was critically acclaimed for many different roles throughout her career, but of course is widely known for playing Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz.
Of course.
She attained international stardom as an actress in both musical and dramatic roles, as a recording artist, and on the concert stage. Mm. Renowned for her versatility, she received an Academy Juvenile Award, a Golden Globe Award, and a Special Tony Award. She was also the very first woman to win the Grammy Award for Album of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Which she won for her 1961 live recording titled Judy at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, and that was recorded at Carnegie Hall?
Yes, I believe so.
We can only assume.
Mm-hmm. So Garland began performing in vaudeville as a child with her two older sisters and was later signed to MGM as a teenager. Mm. She appeared in more than 2 dozen films for MGM and was a frequent on-screen partner of both Mickey Rooney and Gene Kelly.
Oh.
In 1950, after 15 years with MGM, the studio released her amid a series of personal struggles that prevented her from fulfilling the terms of her contract.
I see.
Although her film career became intermittent thereafter, two of her most critically acclaimed roles came later in her career. She received a nomination for the Academy Award for Best Actress for her performance in A Star is Born in 1954, and a nomination for Best Supporting Actress for her performance in Judgment at Nuremberg in 1961.
I see.
She also made record-breaking concert appearances, released 8 studio albums, and hosted her own Emmy-nominated TV show called The Judy Garland Show from 1963 to 1964.
I see.
Right. At the age of 39, Garland became the youngest and first female recipient of the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement in the film industry. Mm. Lifetime Achievement at the age of 39.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, she could just take it easy after that. She's,
yeah.
Because what else are you going to get?
Right.
The rest of your Lifetime Achievement?
Right.
Award?
Yeah.
Right.
So Garland was a friend of President John F. Kennedy and his wife Jackie, and she often vacationed in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. The house she stayed in during her vacations in Hyannisport is known today as the Judy Garland House because of her association with the property.
Right.
And she apparently would call the president weekly.
Oh.
And would often end her phone calls by singing the first few bars of Over the Rainbow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's her thing, right? That's her trademark.
Right.
That's her calling card.
So Garland struggled in her personal life from an early age. The pressures of early stardom affected her physical and mental health from the time she was a teenager. Her self-image was influenced by constant criticism from film executives who believed that she was physically unattractive and who manipulated her on-screen physical appearance.
Oh, wow.
Throughout her adulthood, she was plagued by alcohol and substance use disorders, as well as financial instability, often owing hundreds of thousands of dollars in back taxes.
Oh, gosh.
And this ultimately led to her death in London from an accidental overdose at the age of 47 in 1969.
Very sad.
Yeah. So to coincide with her 100th birthday, her daughter, Lorna Luft, teamed up with Vince Spinato to craft a unisex fragrance officially licensed by Garland's estate. It's called Judy. And it combines scents of the Judy Garland rose with dark orchid, coriander, and a medley of sultry gourmand and spice notes. Yes. And
right.
It can be yours for the low, low price of $140.
Ooh, can
online.
I get that at the Penny's? No, okay. No.
I don't know. It's online. I don't know if they sell it in stores.
Would you have any Judy?
Yes, something for Judy.
Judy. It has notes of coriander.
Yes.
Okay. You picked out a record to go along with Judy Garland.
Yeah, so we're
going
to play Get Happy by Judy Garland.
We'll do it. Oh, right. Yes. Sounds like this. Sounds like old-timey radio. All right, Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There it is. Judy Garland, thank you for sticking with us for 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because today would have been Judy Garland's 100th birthday.
It would have, all kidding aside, quite a career. And a short
absolutely.
Life at that. Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Judy Garland was the first woman to win the Grammy Award for Album of the Year.
She used to sing to JFK.
And there is now an official Judy Garland perfume.
Oh, it's called Judy.
Called Judy.
So, what, $160?
$140.
$140,
yeah.
Right. If you have a coupon code, maybe you could save $10
maybe.
On that.
I don't know.
Judy. Notes of coriander.
It's unisex. So.
What does coriander smell like?
I'm not sure.
You described the fragrance
it in, like,
to me
cooking.
And it meant nothing.
I don't know.
Use what?
I mean, use it in cooking.
Oh, smell like dinner.
I don't know. I'm not
smell
sure.
Smell like Judy and
dinner.
I'm sure
dinner. It smells nice.
I'm sure
roses
it does.
And orchids. And
yeah.
Coriander.
Yeah. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Judy Garland. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where
there.
I post everything I talk about every day.
There you go. Some light reading for you this weekend. And tonight, we have the big party. Are you going home to powder your nose? What do? You go home and what do you do?
I powder my nose.
Do you powder your nose?
Sure.
All the way home to powder your nose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put on your ball gown.
Yes,
your ruby red slippers like Judy Garland to make your appearance tonight.
I do have shoes that are glittery, but I will not be wearing them tonight. And they are not red either.
Okay. Well, neither will I then.
Yeah, keep those at home.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you later on at the party, all right?
Yes, looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. We've got traffic. Melanie Sands in for Ed Smith this afternoon as he sets up for the party. Billy Joel and more of your favorites straight ahead on Legends 102.7 this Friday afternoon.